Hello, everybody. Welcome, fall. Welcome, autumn. Welcome to this fall practice to honor ourselves, yes, of course, and this very special, sacred time of year. Autumn, the season of surrender, the season of release, of letting go, of fall, right? The air gets cooler, crisper, the leaves start to change color. It's a time of birth and death, a completion and a beginning. And it's also an opportunity to go back inside, right? Coming back into the home, maybe spending more time indoors, but also to look inward, to pause, to maybe take stock of where this year has brought you, the lessons, the losses, the wins, the celebration. Maybe simply thinking about and reflecting on the miracle that is unfolding every moment right in front of us, that is life. Rather than looking at endings as endings, maybe we look at them as beginnings. Allowing ourselves right here, right now, the space to really integrate the experiences and the lessons of the past and transmuting it into wisdom. Wisdom that feeds and fuels this beautiful releasing season ahead. This is a practice for you. A safe space for you to feel and to release, to let go, to let fall. So let's get started. If you haven't already, lay your body down in your nidra nest, maybe something under the knees and head, a blanket or two to go on top of you, your cozy fall socks, a covering for the eyes. Maybe crystals on your forehead, under your eye mask, or on the palms of your hands, by your feet, on your belly, your heart. Take your time. Grab anything that you need. Make sure you are supremely comfortable, symmetrical, heavy, and relaxed. Wherever you are, however you are, could you find some gratitude in this moment? Now, let's breathe in gratitude by taking a nice, deep, slow, smooth belly breath in. Let something go. Let the breath fall out. Again, big belly breath in. Through the mouth, sigh it out. Release any tension, any holding, any grip. One more. Big belly breath in. Fill belly, ribs, and chest. Through the mouth, a full release. Letting go. Maybe a little tuck of the chin, a scoop of the pelvis. Let the eyelids be heavy, the eyes soft and falling down and back. And release the tongue. Maybe make some space between the teeth. Allow the jaw to unhinge from there. Shoulders are down and relaxed. Arms and legs are heavy. Breathing yourself full again. And really allow this breath to explore your body. Notice how the body is feeling as you breathe. And soften and shift with breath. And if the breath picks up on any resistance or maybe pockets of tension or stress, really use the exhale to release it. Settling in, landing here in your shape, your home, connecting with the breath, and allow yourself to be placed on pause for these next few moments. Everything that you carried with you till now, any conversations, experiences, judgments, expectations, to-do lists, anything that you carried through the day, the week, this year, maybe longer, place it all on pause and allow yourself to simply be present. We can practice presence by simply noticing sounds around you. Maybe noticing the sounds outside of this space, inside. Sounds all around you, and even sounds within you. With every breath you take, starting to feel yourself relaxing even more. Body feeling heavier, maybe the mind feeling a little softer. And coming back now to that gratitude for everything right here in this space, for all that you are, all of the beauty in your life, gratitude. And slide your awareness, that gratitude perhaps, down into the heart. Land here. Land home, and listen to the guidance, the wisdom here. Creating now, uncovering a prayer or an intention, a sankalpa for our time together today. Your I am statement. I am free to let go. I am able to let go. I am spacious. I surrender. I trust in the timing of my life. I embrace all the good. I am love. I am light. I am divine transformation. Choose yours, your prayer, your wisdom from the heart. Repeat it mentally 3 times now. 3 times with eyes heavy, all expression melted off the face. Feel it radiate through the whole body. And with the body completely relaxed, feel that. Allowing yourself to let go. Being aware of the whole body from the top of the head to the tips of the toes. And then from tips of toes back to the top of the head. Consciously aware that you're staring at the back of the eyelids, the eyes continuing to sink back, deep and wide into their sockets, tuning in to the current of the nervous system and allowing it to relax. Coming back to your breath, notice the very top of the inhale and the very bottom of the exhale. body being breathed, simply noticing the breath at the very top of the inhale and at the bottom of the exhale. No resistance to whatever may be arising in this moment. Simply breathing and relaxing deeper into the earth. Effortless, slow, and comfortable breathing. Now, could you notice the breath as it travels from the throat to the navel, and then again from the navel to the throat, throat to navel, and navel to throat, noticing breath, throat to navel, navel to throat. The body is quiet, aware of the subtle movements of the breath, noticing what parts of the body are moving, the belly, the ribs, the chest, the throat, each expanding and contracting. Maybe feeling breath in the collarbones or in the cheeks. Inspiration and expiration that we draw through the nostrils, through the body. And now a rotation of consciousness. Connect even more to the sound of my voice. And allow your awareness to flow through your body. Remaining in stillness, awareness moves. Draw the awareness. Feel it pool first. At the eyebrow center, third eye point. Awareness flows and pools at throat center. Now feel awareness land, pool, and navigate through right shoulder joint, right elbow, right wrist, palm of the hand, back of the hand, tip of right thumb, right index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, right wrist, elbow, shoulder joint, center of the throat. Awareness pools at left shoulder joint, left elbow, wrist, palm, back of left hand, tip of left thumb, left index finger, middle finger, ring finger, left little finger. Awareness lands around left wrist, left elbow, left shoulder, and back to throat center. Feel your heart center, center of chest, to right chest, back to center of chest, over to left side chest. Heart center, upper abdomen, navel point, lower abdomen, and the pelvis. Awareness pools and flows through right hip joint, right knee, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, sensing the tip of right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, fifth toe, left ankle, knee, hip, bowl of pelvis. Awareness pools through the left hip joint, the left knee, ankle, left heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, tip of left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth, tip of left baby toe, left ankle, knee, hip, bowl of the pelvis. Sense the entire pelvis, low abdomen, navel point, upper abdomen. Awareness pools at the heart center. Heart center. Throat center. Center of the throat. And back once again to eyebrow center. Starting and ending point. Third eye center. And now connect all of the points together at the same time. Feel all of the points united in awareness, connected by awareness. A sense of the whole body as one unit. Feel into the whole of your body now, the whole of your being, feeling the entirety that is you. Now sense the breath at the navel center, point of the navel. And on your next inhale, breathe from navel center to throat center. On the exhale, breath flows back down from throat to navel. A blue luminescent light paired with breath. A line of blue energy flowing up on the in-breath, navel to throat, flowing down on the out-breath, throat to navel. Follow this blue line of breath, of prana, of luminescence, as it flows up and down effortlessly through the body, pairing breath and awareness, and a blue of the most brilliant color, up, navel to throat, belly rises, breath fills body, light flows down, throat to navel, brilliant blue light. If the mind wanders, you drift off, or feel distraction of any kind, that's okay. Simply come back, boomerang back to the blue breath, flowing in and up, navel to throat, and then down and out, throat to navel. Now release the breath and be aware of the whole body. Aware of the whole body. And as you sense and visualize the body, could you be aware of the body becoming hot? Allow yourself to experience the sensations of heat throughout the entire body, recalling a feeling of being very, very hot. Whether it's the warm summer sun, no shade, you're bundled up in some warm clothing, sitting next to a fire, recreate that sensation, the experience of heat in your body now. And then reverse that feeling into cold. Feel a shivering, icy cold as though you were standing outside in the winter, barefoot, icy wind and icy snow swirling all around you, bare-skinned. Feel how chilled you would be. Create cold inside. Now feel heaviness. Heaviness in the physical body. Feel the physical body becoming heavier and heavier, as though someone were pouring sand, beginning at the toes into fingertips all the way through your body till the body is unable to move, unable to raise an eyelid, unable to wiggle a finger or a toe. The body has now become so heavy, rooted and weighted down. And shift into an experience of lightness. Lightness throughout the whole body. Feel yourself becoming lighter and lighter. The navel being pulled towards the sky as every grain of sand pours out, back down into the ground. Given back, you now soar, hover, rise and lift up off the ground. Weightless, the body as light as a leaf on the breeze. And letting these dualities go, neutralize, and draw the awareness, feel it pool now, into the center of the eyebrows, at mind's eye. Without becoming attached, allow yourself to begin to notice and see on this mental movie screen. What is here? This vast, infinite space in front of closed, relaxed eyelids. Now on this screen, see, sense, feel, and visualize bright gold of the rising sun, the luminous light of a full moon, face in the moon, a green rainforest canopy, aqua glacier lake, the pink of a sunset, faded yellow shutters, a bright red rose, a field of purple and blue wildflowers, a single burning candle, a vintage key, a curious room, the colors of a peacock feather, your reflection in a mirror, a white dove beginning to flap her wings, a crackling fire, your father's face, the palm of your hand, mountain stream, a goat drinking from mountain stream, leaves blowing in the wind, a lotus flower, happy Buddha. Begin now to see yourself. You are standing inside of a curious room. There's no furniture, no windows, and a single candle flickering in the middle. In front of you, you see a door. Notice the shape, the colors, the textures, the doorknob. Intuitively, you can feel and sense that this door in this curious room lit by one single candle leads outside ahead of you. Suddenly, in the palm of your left hand, you feel the weight of what you look down to now see is a key. A very unique vintage key. Feel its weight, the color, any details. A key you intuitively know will unlock this door ahead of you. You walk now, see your feet, feel your feet stepping towards the door, around the candle. You now place the key in the lock, turn the latch, and open the door. Step outside. In front of you now is a colorful, vibrant autumn landscape with hundreds of trees and leaves of brilliant reds, golds, ambers, and browns, while some are still green and not yet changed, others crisp and brown on their edges. Notice a path directly in front of you. You start to walk down it. See your feet. Feel your feet walking this autumn forest path. And suddenly, further ahead, you notice a stream. drawn to the water that babbles down this shallow stream, only about a foot or so deep. And in the deepest part, you can see the stones and the sediment as the water travels over it. You see the leaves that have floated down this babbling stream, already starting to collect along the edges where the water ripples towards the shore, almost creating a golden lining. You now find a perfectly sized rock to sit down on the edge of the water, comfortable, warm and content as the water runs and flows by. Breathe in the crisp autumn air, fill your lungs with the scent of water, leaves, bark and grass. Feel the warmth of the afternoon on your face, just warm enough for comfort and cool enough to invigorate. And as the breeze blows around you, you notice the way that the autumn breeze coaxes the leaves to let go of their branches, to float, to fall to the ground. Some leaves take a direct path while others drift and sway in the wind, spinning and twirling as they make their way down. And yet, others still do not fall. Rather, there are leaves that continue to hold on to the branches, refusing to take flight. They have grown comfortable here. While they've allowed themselves to change colors alongside the rest, they still refuse to give in to the descent ahead. Just a little longer, they protest into the breeze. We are not ready to let go. We are not ready to fall. And so they hold on a little longer, even as the world changes around them. Yellows become orange, orange become red, the leaves on the ground become brown. But still, these leaves hold on, hoping to evade the relentless movement of time. Breathe here. Visualize the changing world of fall around you. And as you breathe out now, call to mind, to heart, something that you have been holding on to. Something that no longer serves you. The lesson has been learned, the wisdom imparted. Something that you would like, something that you need to release, to let go of, but have not done so yet. And imagine this thing, that something that you are holding on to, weight that you've been carrying. Imagine that thing, now, person, belief, situation, as a leaf on a tree, clinging to a branch high above the ground, refusing to give in to the change of season. This leaf is not a bad leaf. This thing is not a bad thing. The time has simply come for it to be released from the branch. The time is here. The time has come, dear one, for you to let this go, to let it fall. Take a deep breath, maybe the deepest breath you've taken this entire fall, and visualize in detail that leaf, letting go. It releases the branch, it releases its grip, its hold, and it releases gently to join the other leaves of red and gold and brown below. And just like all these leaves have not entirely disappeared, neither has that thing you are letting go of. It has simply transitioned, joined the rest of the other things that you have grown with, learned from, and released in divine time. Feel this autumn scene start to dissolve away. Pause here. Pause here and reflect. Feel. Reflect on your journey today. And ask yourself, are there any fears that are stalling you? Where are you creating struggle in your life? Are you housing any anger, judgment towards yourself, others? How can you release from that? Let go of the branch. How can you liberate yourself? What has been your personal harvest so far this year? What has grown into its full expression? What has brought you joy? What seeds do you want to plant in this next season? Revisiting your Sankalpa, pausing here to reflect, to feel, to simply be and simply breathe. Slowly bringing yourself back into the present moment, carrying with you the experience and the journey, the knowledge and the wisdom from today. Bring some life back into the body. Breaths, any movement, knowing that you can return to this space, you can come back home right here at any time you choose. Remaining on your back, maybe movements, some stretches, maybe stillness. You can rock and roll, hug the knees in, come to your side, your belly, or a seat. Pause. If your body were to speak to you right here, right now, dear one, what would it say? Yeah. Hands at heart center. I bow to you. Our practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friends.